Thank you, David. Now, to read the fourth special feature, we have another special guest, Neville Miller, one of our long-standing readers. Welcome back to Chatterbox, Neville, and tell us what was going on in 1998.
We had some great music in 1998, with the Spice Girls causing a stir, and Robbie Williams and Britpop were really popular. Films that we enjoyed included Armageddon, Titanic, Saving Private Ryan, and Shakespeare in Love. In local news, proposals made for Castle Meadow to provide the site for a new public transport interchange in an experiment to close the road to traffic proved successful. Booming book company Bertram's were on the brink of signing a deal to create 400 jobs in Norwich. Bosses at City Hall asked for a pool of ideas from the public about how to keep people in the swim. Police warned people not to carry weapons in public after a man was arrested for carrying a replica handgun. Norwich MPs Ian Gibson and Charles Clarke planned to vote in favour of a ban on hunting with dogs. And finally, tributes were paid to one of television's best comedy stars, Father Ted actor Dermot Morgan, who died suddenly. Construction began on the Millennium Dome. The last Cornish tin mines closed. The Good Friday Agreement was signed between the UK, the Irish governments, and the main political parties in Northern Ireland. Omagh bombings killed 29 people, the worst terrorist atrocity in the history of the Troubles in Northern Ireland. The year saw the first general circulation of the £2 coin, and the DVD format was released onto the market. The search engine Google was founded. The concert by the three tenors, José Carreras, Placido Domingo and Luciano Pavarotti, opened to the World Cup in France and was seen by 100,000 people live, and 3 billion watched around the world.